Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today we're doing something both familiar and different. We're going to spotlight the music of composer John Williams, but not the stuff that everybody knows from John Williams. We're going to go back to the very early days of his career and spotlight some of the music he wrote in the 1960s, before he made it big working with the likes of Steven Spielberg and George Lucas. And we begin by going back to 1961 and a television series called Checkmate, a detective show starring Anthony George, Doug McClure, and Sebastian Cabot. Let's take a listen now to some of Mr. Williams' score.
We'll be right back.
In 1963, Williams had the opportunity to score a movie starring Charlton Heston called Diamond Head, in which Mr. Heston played a Hawaiian pineapple grower. Let's take a listen to some of that score.
Thank you.
Music from Diamond Head, penned by John Williams. In 1964, Williams worked on The Killers, a Don Siegel film based on a story by Ernest Hemingway. The movie starred Lee Marvin, Angie Dickinson, and John Cassavetes. Let's take a listen to some of the score. The dramatic main title from The Killers, written by John Williams. Next up, in 1965, Williams made significant strides forward with his score for None But the Brave, a movie directed by Frank Sinatra and starring Mr. Sinatra, along with Clint Walker and Tatsuya Mihashi. Let's take a listen. Thank you. That's music from None But the Brave, and to me that's the first score where you really, really hear that distinctive voice that John Williams would cultivate over the course of his career. Next up, we have another score from 1965. This one's for a comedy directed by J. Lee Thompson. It's called John Goldfarb, Please Come Home. The film starred Shirley MacLaine and Peter Ustinov. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
playful music from John Goldfarb, Please Come Home, written by John Williams. Next up, music from another comedy, How to Steal a Million, the charming movie starring Audrey Hepburn and Peter O'Toole, directed by William Wyler. Here's some of William's score. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're spotlighting music written by John Williams from the 1960s on the program today. And we're going to continue with a score from 1966, this one written for a crime comedy called Penelope, directed by Arthur Hiller and starring Natalie Wood. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That's music from Penelope. Next up, we have yet another comedy. Yes, it's a genre that Mr. Williams worked in quite frequently during the early portion of his career. A romantic comedy of sorts called A Guide for the Married Man, starring Walter Matthau, Inger Stevens, and Sue Ann Langdon, directed by none other than Gene Kelly. Let's take a listen. That's music written for A Guide for the Married Man. Next up, a score written for a TV movie called Ghostbreakers. This is a fun one. Enjoy. ¶¶ That's music from Ghostbreakers, penned by John Williams, as is all the music we've featured on the program today. Next up, another comedy score. This one's from 1967, written for a movie directed by Delbert Mann called Fitzwillie. It starred Dick Van Dyke and Barbara Feldon. Take a listen. Thoroughly charming piece written for Fitzwillie. Next up, this one's really beautiful, a television score written for a 1968 TV version of Heidi, directed by Delbert Mann and starring Jennifer Edwards and Michael Redgrave. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
fantastic music written for the 1968 television version of Heidi. A wonderful score. Really like that one. We're going to wrap things up today with music from 1969, a comedy drama directed by Mark Rydell called The Reavers. It's a really fine score and a nice way to close things out today. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I hope you'll join us again next time for more music here on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema. Have a great week, everyone. I'll be back at you later.